T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
But first, there you go. Ron Maxwell, who is the famous director and producer, is with us. And Ron, we were supposed to talk to you last week at CPAC. I'm glad we could get you back on the air, because I know you are kind of breaking the mold with some of the Republicans out there and talking about the need to protect some of the pristine lands in Alaska. Why do you care about this? Tell me.
Hi, John. It's great to be with you today. I know that you, as an outdoorsman who's climbed mountains in Africa and scuba diving off the Great Barrier Reef, you of all people will appreciate that we need to protect our incredible natural resources, which have been protected for us by previous generations, and for which we have a responsibility now to protect for future generations. Thanks to a series of Republican presidents, starting with Teddy Roosevelt,
right,
who was the first president to designate, to understand that our natural resources were so extraordinary and so precious. And so he started the program in the Republican administration of national parks, national forests, national monuments. And every single Republican president since has expanded that, has protected that, and culminating in the 1970s with President Nixon, who under his administration established the Endangered Species Act, the Wilderness Act, the Clean Water Act, on and on. Sometime in the last quarter century, this went off the rails. This never was an us and them issue. John, you and I know we got enough us and them issues that distract us, that we fight about. This should absolutely not be one of them. This is an issue where all Americans should rally, get together, and protect our national forests, our national monuments. And this particular bill, it's misguided. I've been a 99% supporter of our president. But this particular bill that's moving its way through Congress and, under the guidance of the Interior Department, I really think is a huge mistake.
Tell me what it does. There's a roadless rule in parts of Alaska. It prevents anyone from building a real road, tearing down certain measurements to create traffic through the pristine wilderness. What does this bill do?
Well, it seeks to remove the roadless rule. And we now have decades of science and research, this indisputable, that when you put roads through the forest, it degrades the whole ecosystem. It impacts negatively on wildlife, on ecosystems, and it increases the likelihood of wildfires. Because when you take out old growth timber, it leaves so much debris. Number one. Secondly, by removing the canopy, the forest floor heats up, and it's now been studied. Wherever you have extensive logging in old growth forests, you have subsequently forest fires. So this not only impacts our wildlife, which we need to protect, but also humans, as we see the tragedies that have played out in California and the western states from these extensive fires. So the Tongass Forest in Alaska is one of our biggest, most pristine forests left in the North American continent. So much of the forest cover has already been removed. And if we're talking about private property, that's another discussion entirely. But we're not talking about private property here. This is government-owned. We own it. You and I own it. Our fellow citizens own it. And it should be there for the benefit of hunters, campers, fishermen, all the people like you, especially like you, who love the outdoors, who enjoy these environments wherever they are in the United States, and to just hand it over to an industry to exploit. And then I also find it's a kind of a socialism for the crony class, because the Park Service, us, the taxpayers, have to spend so much money to build those roads through the forest that then the Forest Service cannot collect enough fees to even cover the cost of the road building. So, in fact, we're subsidizing these corporations for their profit. Not fair.
And what are they trying to build? If I had somebody on from the Interior Department, who is pushing this? Is it the pipeline people or?
No, it's the timber industry. Look, we all know we need wood. We have monoculture wood farms. We've had them for decades. That's the way to go. We need wood products. I have a beautiful wood floor in my home. I get it. I also have one of my very closest friends is in the timber industry. I know their challenges. I know the whole thing from my friend about what they face. So there's ways to protect jobs and ways to protect those industries without degrading our national treasures.
Have the members of the Virginia delegation weighed in on this legislation?
I'm not aware of their weighing in yet, but I hope they hear our voices on this and understand that, you know, the logging industry is one voice. It's a voice that certainly has to be heard, but it's not the only voice. And I just think that when it comes to logging, let's keep it on private property. We got a lot of private property where monocultures can be built for pine or whatever the wood we need for paper, for building, et cetera, and not to go into our national forests. Also, we're facing a global crisis. And I'm not exaggerating. And if you spend any time online, and again, I'm relying on your experience. You've been to the coral reef. You know what's going on at the coral reefs in Australia. We have a global problem. We can't solve it just ourselves, but we have a responsibility to take care of our own backyard. And wildlife species are under threat as never before because of loss of habitat. None of us would want to live in a world with no wild animals. So we have to think of our children, our grandchildren, and protect the wildlife in those areas where it's still wild.
It's a balancing act, but you're right. It's incumbent upon us to be careful how we manage that. Ron Maxwell is the famous writer and director. You remember him from Gettysburg and Gods and Generals. And I thought it was really interesting that you've taken this position, and maybe conservatives will listen to you, especially since you have been a friend on so many issues with so many of our candidates, that they'll pause and contemplate what you're saying. Ron, thanks very much for joining us this morning. I hope I'll see you again in person soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.